This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-P-A-C. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Patricia Orvis, O-R-V-I-S, date of birth 3-17-1961. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Orvis with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and liver cirrhosis. She was seen in consultation on November 19th, 2024. For elevated creatinine levels that were fluctuating. And she's been feeling well since that time. She does check blood pressure regularly. It's usually normal or controlled in the morning, 130 to 140 systolic, but at night it can go as high as 180 to 200. She does use clonidine 0.1 milligram up to 3 times a day when that happens, but not routinely. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does report that she sees intermittent foaminess of the urine, but that's not consistent and not noticed every time. No blood or cloudiness, no dysuria or odor to the urine. And she has stable edema of the lower extremities. Medication list is reviewed. She did stop spironolactone 25 milligram daily due to high potassium and has stayed off that. I want to highlight the, in addition to clonidine PRN use, she's on Norvasc 10 milligram daily, Lasix 40 milligram daily, hydralazine 100 milligram 3 times a day, carvedilol 12.5 milligram twice a day. And other routine medications are, and also olmesartan 40 milligram daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 236 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure 147 over 67. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 3rd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.09, estimated GFR 57. Calcium 9.0, electrolytes are normal, albumin 3.6, phosphorus 3.3, hemoglobin is 11.6, white count 3.4, platelets 134,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue to get labs done for us every 3 months. 2, history of hyperkalemia with a potassium up to 6. She will stay off spironolactone, but she'll continue olmesartan. 3, proteinuria. That will be rechecked in July with her next labs. 4, hypertension. Currently near to goal with some spikes of blood pressure for which she uses clonidine. And 5, cirrhosis of the liver with pancytopenia, very mild. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.